Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Time to talk some sport around the Limestone Coast. And Marlo and I were just talking about the fact that the Footy Show looks set to be coming back to our television screens by the end of 2019. Time to talk some local stuff though. Mate, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You, good morning, fellow Coast. On this crisp autumn morning as we head towards winter. Now, we're talking junior footy. Of course, the Junior Carnival at Kingston, Sunday the 9th of June. And you've got to have coaches, you've got to have support staff. So a big thank you to these people. K&T, the under-14s, Craig Watson's coaching. The assistant coach will be Paul Schroeder. Under-15s, it's Will Nolan in the seat. And the under-17.5s, and here's a footy name from the past, Scotty Carby. I think he's still playing B grade and has filled in at the A grade at the Naughty Boy Kybies Club. So well done to you, Scotty, and no doubt he'll enjoy coaching his son, Bodie Carby. And another legendary name up there, Tom Kern. No, good morning, Lee, at the Narracourt Herald. Now, in terms of Mid-A-Sea, big thank you, Zach Dean, under-17's coach. The under-15's coach will be Maddie Faulkner, past medalist down there and premiership player. And goal kicker extraordinaire. And the coach of the under-14s would be Reese Carlson, which is a famous name down Mount Burway many years ago. So and I think Reese is pretty capable and won a few awards in the coaching arena himself. Now, of course, Western Border, they'll no doubt to have a troop together. And I think Kane Ransom will have that in the Western on Saturday, the squads and the coaches there. And with all those youngsters, all the best. It's the pathway. It's the start of Gunnild having a look at you, and you never know, you could go all the way to the AFL, as we have quite a few ex-lads that played in those carnivals strutting their stuff, and the big time for big bucks. Now, South East boys, and this is proof perfect, Gunnild under-18s, and this is where these lads are aspiring to. They defeated Centrals on the weekend. They sit six out of a competition of eight, and in that side on the weekend we had Will Schrover from Keefe, Reed Cooler from West, Angus Weir from Robe, Hagen Wright from Kingston, Ty McManus from, you guessed it, Killangadoo, and Noah O'Brien from east of the border there at Caston and Sanford. And out of that combination, well done Reed Cooler, having a terrific season up there for ex-West Gambier, and hopefully they'll get him back for quite a few games and maybe the finals. 32 possessions, 7 marks, best on ground. Angus Weir-Robe, 25 possessions, 5 marks, and Will Schreiber-Keefe, 18 possessions and 9 marks. Just a reminder, the Rump and Red Night at South Gambier this Saturday night, 7:30, two-course meal. Special guest, Danson Dougie Hawkins, ex-VFL great, and he's always good to listen to. $60 a head, so check South Gambier's Facebook site for that, and tickets are selling fast.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. My Triple M talking local sport. The ball keeps bouncing at the Ice House, South East Coast Basketball League. Good morning, Bessel.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, interesting spread of games last week in the men. Bulldogs red 78, too good for Roos 58. Now, I go to the next game, and there's no doubt a story here. Panthers over the ton, 101. Kurt Rodas 26, Jaden Lawrence 25. Plenty of height there and muscle. Defeated Bulldogs blue 92. Simon Burkefield, he's into the 40s with 41. And one of the young guns, Mitch Hunter with 33. Gee, what a game that must have been, Beth.
That was a fantastic game, and in the final quarter, Simon Burkefield was seen as his absolute vintage best. He picked the team up and dragged them to what they considered to be a three-point win, but not to be denied, right on the buzzer. Kurt Rodas threw up a prayer, and in it went, and so it went into overtime, and then from then on, Panthers steadied and took control to run out winners 101 to 92, but an excellent game and very entertaining, Milo.
Alley-oop, and Cat 65 defeated Cougars 57. I didn't get any full details through, but that must have been a good game as well.
Yes, it's Cat's first win. There aren't any details. I don't know whether there's a computer glitch or what it was, but Cats will no doubt be pleased, and they won't be worried about the statistics and the point scorers. They had a win 65-57.
Grinners. Now, in the women, another good game. Cats 55, Lucy Denton with 21, Jess Venn with 14, the Millicent girls, defeated Bulldogs Roo, first outing, the United Comp 51. Now, Bulldogs Roo would be pleased as a group that's been put together to get so close.
Yes, Coach Malcolm Allen was very pleased with the performance. And really, throughout the game, there's only 1 and 2 points separating them until the last, the critical minutes of the game, those last 2 or 3 minutes when Lucy Denton found the hoop with some clever play. Jess Venn showed some composure on court, and it was a case of the Bulldogs' young guns in Nolte and Sarah Nolte and Claire Hunter running out of steam, which allowed Cats to get over the line.
Yeah, and of course, Cougars 73 accounted for Panthers 45. Now we have a round this evening, and in the boys, just your selection, Beth. Bulldogs blew 4th, Cats 5th. Oh, this is an early Final Four game, I reckon.
Yeah, although Bulldogs Blue will certainly be smarting after that overtime loss, and I think they'll easily account for Caps.
Okay, Roos 3rd. Will Cougars cause them any distress, the winless team?
Well, I think that'll be a very interesting game. It'll depend on who actually comes to play with the sides, and with Braden Uzi just a game or two away, I think the Cougars might get up in that one.
Lucky last. Undefeated Bulldogs Red, top of the roost, take on Panthers. So this might be the game of the night.
I think it will be. And if Panthers thought they had a tough one last Wednesday, well, come tonight and it'll be even tougher because you've got the two, Matt and Luke Black, and you've got throw-in Duncan Reid, who's been in terrific form. So I think Bulldogs Red will probably just get over the line there.
Beth, just keep an eye on the time with the women. Bulldogs Roos combined, can they crack their first win against Cougars?
No, Cougars were very dominant and in control. And with Tennille Gray fit and healthy, I think this will be a big win to Cougars.
Derby, Derby, whichever way you want to go, it'll be undefeated Cats. We'll take on Saints. What sort of result do you expect here in the grudge match?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out because I think that Matty Haggett's returning to strengthen Saints. So this will be a close one, and I'll just say Saints will just get over the line from Cats.
Our Millicent team will win. Beth, thanks for your coverage, and we'll catch up next week.
Yeah, that's one thing we can be sure of.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sport. It's Round Ball, our regular. Good morning, Frank Wilcox.
Morning, Milo. How you going?
Good. Now, Bendigo Bank, Southeast Women's Football Association, Round 2 Zocca. Now, Inter Country Football Club. 2 own goals. They lost to United 5. And well done, Jazz White on target with 3.
Yeah, very nice. That would have been a good game.
Now, Apollo City 9, big score. She got a slice of this. Nolly Brown with 5 and Ebony Rex with 3. They absolutely thumped Portland. So let's hope Portland can improve. Or Apollo that good?
Apollo are good, but Portland had problems at the beginning of the season putting enough players together for a team. Looks like they've done that, and they might have some younger players coming through. So hopefully Portland will start getting it all together as a team and start to show some improvement. And that could happen next week when Portland travel to Millicent.
Ooh.
That'll be a very, very good game. Millicent did really well in the Pink Ribbon Carnival. They won that. So that could be a very, very good game. I expect Millicent to win, but, yeah, you never know.
Okay, we've already done that one. But Millicent were in form because they whacked Wanderers 6-0. Claire Davey 2, supported by Jamie Grigetic with 2. And also, we won't forget Kimberly Ferguson. So they're sharing around. You did go for Millicent. So we look at the other games.
And remember, too, that that's Wanderers' first game of the season.
There you go. So they will get better.
Yes.
Now, Apollo City will host Central's women, who should be fresh.
Should be a very good game next week. Apollo v Central's, both in the seniors and the under-16s. Wanderers play Inter, and United under-16s play Inter under-16s. And Millicent in the seniors, Millicent play Portland, and in the under-16s, Millicent have a bye because Portland don't have an under-16 side.
Okay, let's hope the best sides win, and we'll talk about it next.
So long as it's good football, the most important thing is having people out there on the field.
Continual improvement. That's what all coaches definitely like. Listen to the coaches, try things, and continually improve. Now we turn to the boys and men. Limestone Coast Football Association Steel Line Premiership. Good morning, Tony and Deb and the roving rep Mel Lockwood. Now seniors, Millicent got a win over the other out-of-towners, Narracourt 1-0, so they'll cherish that.
And that's very nice to see because Millicent are building a new team this year. Mm. So that's, they've only been together a short time is what I'm trying to say. So to see them come through and have a win, that's really going to boost their confidence.
Apollo 6 defeated Portland in a big way, 1-1. And the Iroquois boy was on target with 2, so Portland got a bit of work to do there.
Yep, I think so.
Now, the other game, seniors, Inter, staying in the winners' list, defeated Blue Lake 5-1. Matt Buetti, the fashionista from the Gold Cup, who loves kicking a goal, and he got 2. Caleb Casey backed him up. So Inter just starting to show a bit of consistency.
Inter, once again this year, it's going to be Inter, Apollo, and Centrals are going to be the teams to beat. And whenever they play each other, they're always great games.
Okay, and in front of us for this Sunday, Apollo versus Centrals selection. Centrals?
I lean towards Centrals, but with the way Apollo are playing, you never know. So, yeah, I think Centrals will have it just over Apollo. I think Inter will beat Narracourt. Inter are travelling up to Narracourt. And the Millicent-Portland game, that's the game that I think will be very, very interesting because Portland coming off the back of a loss, Millicent off the back of their first win, should be a great game.
May the green be with you. I'm going for Millicent at home. And Frank, as always, no refs, no games, so be nice to those umpires.
Be nice to the refs, yeah.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.